Hello and welcome to the London Chess Boxing Podcast. I am Zina the Technician, and with me are the founder of London Chess Boxing, Tim Wulger, and Gavin Patterson, better known as Grievous Bodily Farmer. If you want to get in touch, tweet us at LDN Chess Boxing or visit our website at londonchessboxing.com.
I know there's one topic that is quite dear to the Grievous. I can't say it. I can't say Grievous.
I can't say it.
I will not
just
say it
anymore. GBF.
Yeah,
I've GBF.
Never tried to correct you up until now, but I enjoy hearing you say the word Grievous.
It's a very hard word.
You've gone for a toffee crisp, Tim.
Because I didn't have a lion bar.
I do like lion bars, actually. Mm. But do you go for the duo or the standard lion bar? Traditionalist, or you go for the...
I didn't know they did a duo.
They do a duo, yeah. Mm. It's great, because you can have half and then put it in the fridge, think I'll have that tomorrow, but then just have the other half.
Who would ever just eat half a chocolate bar and put the
well,
other half
duo,
in the
so
fridge?
Well, it's a duo, so it's like two chocolate bars just
I know,
in one wrapper.
But in one wrapper, that is one chocolate bar.
Didn't Twix copyright that idea?
Oh, but it's lengthwise, isn't it?
Oh,
Twix, Twix are sideways. Right. I mean, I don't know if that means it's not plagiarism or not, but... I mean, lion bars are very different to Twix, I think we can all agree that. Can
yeah,
we not?
Yeah.
Yeah, but a Twix is like... The thing about a Twix is you get two chocolate bars.
But you don't... It's not called a Twix duo, is it?
No, but it doesn't need to. It's called a Twix.
Yeah.
But it used to be
called...
An X. But hold on, that was the one that was called Ryder, wasn't it?
Called Ryder.
Twix was called Ryder when I grew up.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, at least in Germany.
Like Snickers and Snickers.
Yeah, it's like all these things in different countries are called different names.
Oh, I see, because otherwise Twix in Germany probably means or something.
But now it's called Twix as well.
It's called Ryder.
Okay.
Yeah. But
how strange.
Yeah.
It's funny that they actually now went with Twix, because I always thought Marathon was a good name because it carries with it that idea of athleticism...
In a chocolate bar.
And in a chocolate
bar. Yeah, it's a bit boring.
No, I disagree. I thought Marathon was more interesting than Snickers. I can't buy Snickers anymore.
What?
I won't buy Snickers.
But
why
do you
not?
Not
because
like
of
the
name?
Taste?
Yeah, because of the name. I just boycotted them. Like Opal Fruits. Can you still buy Opal Fruits?
Starburst?
Forget it.
you're such a Luddite. Yeah. So you don't buy chocolates that have changed their name, but
no,
on principle?
I buy some. Okay. I buy Yorkie bars.
But they were always called Yorkies, weren't they?
That's my point. Do you like topics?
No.
Hazelnut in every bite? Which is open for debate these days, I find.
Do you reckon they're skimping on the hazelnut?
I don't think it is a hazelnut.
I think I've never eaten it.
In fact, they're not saying it's a hazelnut in every bite anymore either, are they?
Well, they're probably skimping. They're probably cut down the amount of hazelnuts in the bars, maybe.
And what's your favourite nut?
I don't know, really. I quite like Brazil nuts.
Mm, I like Brazil
me too.
Nuts. Yeah.
Macadamia as well.
Macadamia,
they're again. Almost a bit too guilty pleasure-y.
A bit too rich for me, macadamia.
Almonds. Sugared almonds. Now, that is a snack.
Sugared almonds is nice at Christmas, isn't it? I have to restrict those to the festive season.
I mean, you're quite...
I eat them all the time.
You're quite an old guy, Tim. I mean, it's generally older people who like sugared almonds, isn't it? Do you have sugared almonds and a bag of Werther's Originals for Christmas?
I don't have a bag of Werther's Originals. I'm looking forward to the day when I can, you know, start picking Werther's Originals out of my dentures, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
When I know my life is complete. But no, I think that for me, the best nut, far and away, way better
the
than
cashew.
Every other nut in the world, is a cashew.
Where's the word come from? Which language?
Brazil.
It's actually quite difficult to harvest them. You have to have wear face masks and stuff because the way they are contained, there's some
poisonous
toxic stuff going on, yeah.
Okay.
And it's only the nodule of a fruit, isn't it? I mean, an actual cashew is about the size of a big pear.
Mm.
Really? A pear with a tiny little nuts poking out the end. I guess
doesn't sound a very efficient way of producing a nut.
It's not.
Maybe that's why they're so expensive.
I was wondering the other day if something can be done with the, talking about pears, the nut or the kernel of an avocado pear. Is there no way we can eat that?
I don't know. Why would you want to?
It's really hard.
In a way, it's a big thing.
And
they're quite like cricket balls, but smaller.
But avocados are really good thing to eat. So if the kernel, if the fruit is, or like the flesh
the
is so
flesh
good.
The flesh is a super fruit. Why not eat the kernel of the nut?
Well, maybe it's not
avocado.
Edible. Maybe it would make you ill.
I bet it is. I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to put some research
well,
into
don't
that.
Eat a whole one because you'll just choke on it.
I will let you know on the next podcast how I get on with my avocado pip eating experiment.
Can you call it a pip?
Can we
I don't know what to call it, stone?
Yeah.
Stone, the avocado stone.
But Tim, you'll be in hospital.
Yes, I'm prepared to put my life on the line. I may be in hospital or I may be back.
I think
back
we
on
should just say to anyone listening to this podcast, do not do this at home.
Yeah.
Do not try and eat an avocado stone, even if Tim's going to do it.
I will do it, and I'll let you know how delicious or otherwise it is.
Well, it's not going to be delicious, is it?
Might be.
It's hard.
How do you know?
It might be.
I'll liquidise it.
Okay.
Spread it on my toast. Yum. Mm.
But anyway, you quite like the topic of about how intimate it is to fight someone.
I think fighting is very intimate. When you're just in that, in the moment, there's no past, no future. All you're doing is looking at the opponent's eyes and you're watching every move they make.
See, this is kind of worrying that's Gavin's take on intimacy. But
okay. It's almost like it's almost like the world slows down. You know,
I agree with you, actually. The only other time you get that feeling is when you lay eyes on the woman you've fallen in love with. You have that love at first sight feeling, or you're really in love with someone. You've been away and you come back from holiday and you see them again, and everything else melts away.
And then you punch them in the face.
They're the only person that exists for you. And the only other time you can get that on demand is if you get in a boxing ring, or I don't know, maybe. Yeah, get into a fight with them, and then again, same thing happens. They're the only other person that matters.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, again, that worries me that both of you male people who contribute think that. Well, okay.
Yeah, but Zina, I think you're misconstruing intimacy as sexual intimacy. It's not necessarily the same, is it?
Okay.
But I do think it's something that.
What kinds of intimacy are there?
I don't know, the intimacy that one can have with a doctor when he's trying to extract a. Hey, avocado stone from your bowels.
Touché.
Nice.
After any boxing fight, you have a respect, even if you've lost, even if you've won, you have.
It's quite common, isn't it?
You have a real respect for the person.
Put the arm around each other.
Yeah.
At the end.
Somebody you may not have even met before.
Yes.
And you feel that it's an appropriate thing to do, and they do because they're in the same place as you are. It's actually
one of the problems I've got as a chess boxing promoter is that once people fight each other, quite often then they don't want to fight each other again because they've become such friends at the end of it and they stay in touch. And I say, what about a rematch? And they say, oh, well, can't I fight someone else? We're mates now.
Yeah, I could see that definitely would happen.
It was quite interesting because when I fought Maya, because I knew her from sparring, and even the week before we went around and promoted the fight and the show coming up, and we were kind of thinking, oh my God, this is really going to happen. And only on the day when we saw each other, on the day that the event was happening, we kind of had agreed we're not going to talk to each other. And it was completely different. You kind of just looked at each other. We didn't say a single word. Just like completely as if it was a different person. You kind of had to remove yourself from the fact that you knew that person because we decided we're going to go all out.
Just on the subject of intimacy and fighting, that sense of camaraderie which you get after a sparring session or a fight, is it there after a chess match? Because I'm not sure that it is.
I don't think so. I think losing a chess match is much worse than losing a boxing.
Yeah, I think so too. I've got friends I play with all the time, but there's kind of hardcore of like bitterness inside
against the
defeat. You know, those guys that I can never win against.
Especially chess boxing, because you don't ever, no one ever retires from a chess game. They always go to the bitter end, which kind of just makes it even more focused. The hatred.
You get a rush of endorphin when you win a chess match. But you don't get it when you lose. But you do get it even if you lose a boxing match. You still put the effort in, and you still get that chemical reward, I suppose, from the body. You've when you do hard exercise.
I think part of it is the fact that even getting in a ring to box is an achievement. To get through a fight, even if you do lose, you gain respect from your opponent, from everybody else. But anyone can sit down and just lose at chess.
Yes,
can't they? There's no fear in there. You're not worried that you might get.
Well, there is not at our level, but of course, at the top level, there is.
What do you mean? They're reputational damaged?
Well, the psyche can be damaged. It literally.
Yes. Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a player who plays for a world championship and loses can quite often retire. You know, that would be it. He won't get another shot at the World Championship. He'll be broken, mentally broken.
So through stress or mental exertion, or I don't quite understand.
I believe that the top level players, if things don't go right for them in their careers, it can have psychologically damaging implications. The worst thing that a boxer will say to each other is probably, "I'll knock you out." Whereas Bobby Fischer threatened to crush his opponent's ego. In fact, he said he enjoyed the moment when he crushes his opponent's ego. And which is worse, being knocked out or having your ego crushed?
Well, that's it. I suppose being knocked out, you can get back in the ring, can't you? But
you can get back up when your ego's crushed.
Yeah. Speaking of egos, I've got some news. The Chainsaw, I had a chat with him last week. James Pope.
Oh, yeah, James Pope. Yeah.
James Pope, the Chainsaw. He's been out for a while. He broke a bone in his hand, nothing to do with boxing, but he had to have a plate inserted. And he's having surgery to have that removed now.
Yeah.
So he's going to be ready to come back to the gym, start training and
James the Chelsea Chainsaw Pope.
That's the one.
Come
yeah.
Back to the chess boxing.
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, that would
that's
be
what
amazing.
He's saying. I mean, he does say a lot of things, obviously, but this is what he's been saying recently. So.
Who would you like to see him fight? Because I know who I would like to see him.
Well,
win.
I think we discussed this before, Zina, and I think Mooney.
Yes.
Mooney actually. He's a very highly skilled boxer these days. When I would have said 5 years ago, yes, definitely. But Sean has clearly been. I mean, he's training at Gleason's in New York City,
right?
And he's obviously training with some skilled boxers because when he went into the ring last time, I thought he was awesome. I mean, he really had come on and showed a lot of technical skill. Which definitely wasn't there even 3 years ago.
No,
so,
from when he fought at the Royal Albert Hall to York Hall, it was. York Hall was incredible. Yeah. He had prepared so well, and I mean, how great for him to fly over from New York to do this fight. It was amazing.
It was a very good fight, great fight.
And so I would have said 3 years ago, James Pope versus Sean Mooney, perfect. But now I think Sean's moved on a level now where he would have to face box against someone who. Actually had some serious boxing skills.
I'm so pleased you're saying this because if James ever listens to this, he'll see it as a challenge. He'll see the gauntlet hitting the ground and he'll be there, he'll be training.
Well,
he will.
Great, that's great news. But I mean, this is not in any way to disrespect James, you know, but James hasn't done that work in the gym. As in life, as in chess, as in boxing, you have to do the work if you want to, you know, get in the ring and win.
So who would you match him against then, or is it difficult to say?
I would find it interesting to just have some of the Italians over again because obviously, as we know, there's a great chess boxing scene in Italy as well with great fighters over there. So I always, it's always great to have some of them on the show.
Can I give a big shout out to my chess boxing opposite number in Milan, Wolfgang Rizzi? Hi there, Wolfgang.
Hi, Wolfgang.
Wolfgang.
You know, we're thinking about you and hopefully you can bring a team over to the... chess boxing at some point to have a fight with some of our boys in London.
Yeah, because like that was a really good show the 1 year where we had the England versus Italy.
Was that when the World Cup or was it
that
Euros?
Was called the Italian job? Yes,
yeah.
It was the night when England played Italy in a World Cup finals in Brazil, and
that didn't go so well for England, did it? That game, I seem to remember.
The chess boxing event is coming up on April the 2nd at York Hall, Bethnal Green, and all the information is on the website, londonchessboxing.com. And it's goodbye from me, Tim.
And goodbye from me, Zina.
It's goodbye from me, the greatest bodily fighter.